In case you haven't noticed, the presidential race hasn't just gone negative, it's gone nasty. One recent controversial campaign ad is the work of a pro-President Obama super PAC called Priorities USA Action. It features a former steel worker from Kansas City, and as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, the ad has caused several different kinds of outcry from Republicans.
The minute-long ad features a man named Joe Soptic. He was laid off when the steel mill he worked for closed down. That steel mill had been acquired and closed by the firm Mitt Romney headed, Bain Capital. Soptic says in the ad that as a result of that, he and his wife lost their health insurance.
A short time after that, my wife became ill.
So he took her to the hospital where she was diagnosed with pneumonia and something else.
And that's when they found the cancer, and by then it was stage four. There was nothing they could do for her. And she passed away in 22 days. I do not think Mitt Romney realizes what he's done to anyone. And I do not think Mitt Romney is concerned.
Now, several independent fact-checking organizations have called the ad misleading or false. First of all, there's the definition of short time. Soptic's wife actually died 5 years after the steel mill closed, and during at least part of that time, she had her own health insurance. Second, by the time the plant closed, Romney was in Salt Lake City running the Olympics, although SEC and other documents still listed him as Bain's CEO. Bill Burton, the former Obama White House official who runs the super PAC responsible for the ad, says none of that matters.
The point is, even if she had passed away the day after he was fired, I don't think that Mitt Romney would be culpable here. That's not what's at issue. What's at issue is that thousands of people lost their jobs, lost benefits that were promised to them, and, you know, went on in these communities that were devastated by the fact that these plants closed down.
But others say the ad very much leaves the impression that Romney is, if not personally responsible for Mrs. Soptic's death, at least personally doesn't care that she died. Here's how the candidate himself responded to the controversy on a radio show hosted by former Education Secretary Bill Bennett. Romney's discussing President Obama.
I thought he was a new kind of politician.
Yeah,
but instead, his campaign and the people working with him have focused almost exclusively on personal attacks and not at all on the issues of the day, which is how to get more jobs and more take-home pay. It's really disappointing.
Meanwhile, Romney campaign spokeswoman Andrea Saul set off a whole separate controversy when she initially responded to the Soptic story with this comment on Fox News.
You know, if people had been in Massachusetts under Governor Romney's health care plan, they would have had health care.
Set aside the fact that Mr. Soptic was laid off 5 years before Governor Romney signed the Massachusetts law requiring most people in that state to have insurance, that law is something most Republicans are not happy about. Rush Limbaugh responded to Saul's remarks on his radio show like this.
That's a potential goldmine for the Obamaites, because they can say, well, yeah, and Romney cares was the foundation for our plan.
Indeed, RedState.com blogger Eric Erickson said of Saul's comment, quote, consider the scab picked, the wound opened, and the distrust trickling out again. No one is backing down, though. Bill Burton of Priorities USA Action says he's standing by his ad, despite challenges to its fairness and accuracy. And the Romney campaign, for its part, continues to maintain that the candidate still supports what he did in Massachusetts, but he just as firmly believes that the national version of that law is an inappropriate one-size-fits-all measure that should be repealed. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.